when you'd come in from working your team, you'd usually just come in, unhitch them and turn them loose and let them go to the water tank or trough, whichever you had, and they'd know enough to go on to the barn then for their feed.
You kept
every horse had its own stall in the barn, and he knew where which is his stall in the barn.
Yeah. The shelter, in other words, you kept. Where'd you shelter the cows?
Yeah. If just had a what we call a barn that we kept them in. We had a lot of cattle though. We usually didn't have any shelter for all of them, but usually always kept your milk cows and such as that in the barn though. But
yeah. And where'd you keep your pigs, sir, may I ask?
Well, always had a what we call a pig pen with a little old, didn't have a very big shelter for them, unless you had quite a lot of them, but just a small building for them to go into. Kept straw in there from the bed in.
The little ones, when they were first born, were called?
Pigs.
Well, what if they, when they got some size on them, what would you call a male?
Well, after we got up from a pig, we was called them a shoat.
And a female?
Well, a female was called a sow, and a male was called a boar.
What would you do to a hog if you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar?
We'd castrate him.
Oh. And then they'd be a what? No, they'd be a...
I don't know what we...
What was the...
We just call them meat hog. That's all I know.
Yeah. What was that?
A young female was called a gilt.
What about a bar?
Well, that, I guess that was what we called them after this castor. Yeah, bar. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever have any of those hogs that would grow up, maybe get out and get away from thing and grow up wild?
Well, there was some around, but I don't know how they become to be wild hogs. They was, I guess, just naturally was wild hogs, but we didn't have any what you'd call wild hog stall in our woods around there anywhere, because everything was, we'd put hogs out in the woods of the fall of the year after the acorns and hickory nuts fell from the fatten up on. They stay right in the woods, and they, if you took a bunch of hogs, put them in the woods, usually put a, fix them a place to come up to the bed, you know, and they would build their own beds, man. I've seen them build beds off this mess of straw and leaves. They'd build their own bed, but